I love to speak to you. By Maria Fontaine.
Here is a beautiful message of encouragement regarding hearing from the Lord in prophecy, which has good promises we can all claim. The Lord clearly says here that it really doesn't matter how we feel, whether we're good enough or spiritual enough. All we have to do is ask Him for the faith to receive His answers, and He will give them. We have to do our part, but when it comes down to it, the Lord is the one who has to do the miracle. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. The enemy would love to use condemnation to stop us from clearly receiving the Lord's messages or having faith in them once we receive them, by trying to make us feel that because we're such a mess, we must not be very clear channels either. The Lord knows that we're a mess, and He still allows us to hear from Him. So don't let the enemy stop you through his ploy of condemnation. Open up and receive the loving words Jesus has for you. Prophecy is His gift of love to you, to make your life easier and more complete. Jesus says, "It doesn't matter how you feel or how you don't feel, or what you think when you sit down to pray and hear from me in prophecy, because I can and will override all of your ways completely if you will just ask me to." If you feel discouraged and as if you can't do it, that you can't be desperate enough, you can't be good enough to receive something as wonderful as my messages from heaven, all you have to do is ask me to override those feelings and replace them with a gift of faith. You don't have to have great faith. You just need the simple faith of a little child. Just ask me for the faith of a child who reaches up and receives her father's gifts. She doesn't think about it and analyze the message because she has childlike faith and trusts that her father knows what he's doing and he knows what's best, and all she has to do is trust. If you're ever tempted to feel discouraged that you're not spiritual enough or good enough to receive my wonderful life-changing words of prophecy, remember that I have often chosen the weak things of this world, the despised things, and the people whom most others look down on in scorn and disbelief to accomplish my will. I like to use little people, even the underdogs that no one else wants, but who have a burning love for me and are willing to do whatever I ask of them. I love to use men or women who don't think much of themselves and are little in their own eyes, so that I can pour through them and give my wonderful, life-giving words through them. I delight to use you, and sometimes it's even when you feel the least usable and the most incapable that I use you the most, because that's when you're the most desperate for me to do it through you. So don't worry if you feel incapable. It's good to stay humble and be desperate when you sit down to pray, because then you are open to my spirit, my anointing, and my help. This feeling of weakness can be a strength, that feeling of being incapable, that scary feeling that you can't do it, that awesome feeling that it's too big for you, too much, too great, that you're too small and incapable. If that feeling keeps you desperate and dependent on me, then it becomes a strength to you. So don't despise the weakness, the insecurity, and the feeling of being incapable. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Whenever the enemy tempts you to feel discouraged, that you're not doing good enough, you're not receiving good messages or clear messages from me, or that it's too hard and takes too long, just remember that if something discourages you from hearing from me, that's not my voice speaking to you. If you are tempted to feel that it's too hard and it takes too long to hear from me, remember that's not true and that it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's not a competition. You can't listen to the voice of discouragement or to anything negative when it comes to prophecy and hearing from me. I say you can hear from me, and I will continue to help you each time you ask to receive from me. I will speak and I will pour into you. You must have believing faith, faith that trusts and believes and receives, no matter how hard it might seem, no matter how long it takes, no matter how you feel at the time, no matter what you think about yourself or the message I'm giving you. You have to set all of that aside and reach up and receive. If you're obeying, listening, and doing your best to stay in tune, to stay close to me, and to keep your heart right with me, you have nothing to worry about and nothing to fear. Just keep close to me and trust me to do everything else. Opening up your channel to me is often a test of faith in many ways, and sometimes it's a struggle or difficult because you're receiving my words from heaven. You're receiving life and light and spirit. So the enemy fights it, and he fights you to try to hinder you and stop your faith. But even that can be good, because it keeps you humble, and that keeps you close to me and dependent upon me. So it all works together for good and for my glory. I promise that as you obey, as you manifest faith, as you stay prayerful and desperate and close to me, I will always give you my words.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.